Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. I'm very excited to have Ian Hood, Chief Architect of Telco Vertical at Red Hat, with us today. Welcome, Ian.
Well, thanks, Allison. I appreciate you taking this time with me.
So the last time we talked, Ian, I think we were in Barcelona at MWC. So it's been a while, but welcome back to the program. Why don't you remind our audience about your role at Red Hat and how Red Hat is viewing delivery of capabilities to the comm service provider industry?
Sure. So my role here at Red Hat is to really help our customers leverage the new technologies that are coming out in the marketplace to help them deploy new services faster and drive whatever business changes that they need in the industry. So that's kind of where I fit into the picture to help our customers globally and specifically the telco or comm service providers. I see that the technology that most people have been leveraging for the last little while called NFV, it's made a lot of progress in the last few years. And, you know, Red Hat provides the open source innovations. And then what we do is we collaborate with our key partners like Intel and others to help these operators deploy those services. And we're seeing many more actual real production deployments, whether it's business services, things like Cloud VPN, SD-WAN, Virtual CP, all those buzzwords you see regularly are actually now, you know, being deployed. And the other one that is really growing quite quickly and getting ready for some other evolutions in the technology is public deployments with people like Verizon, Telefonica, Chunghwa Telecom, Swisscom for mobile services as well as business services. So that's kind of what's going on, and we're quite happy with the success that many of our customers are making.
What are the key capabilities from a Red Hat perspective that comms customers specifically care about?
So the thing that comms customers are looking for is first the ability to choose, both from a hardware or software perspective, to deliver the services that they want. And so with that, they're looking for it in both the hardware perspective and in the software perspective, a common platform to build that on. So if you look at Red Hat solutions, you've got OpenStack and OpenShift that are platforms for either virtualized machines or an open container platform that they can build on. And similarly, if we look at the compute platforms, they're looking for common flexible building blocks to build out these services on at the same time using technology from Intel.
We've worked together for a long time in terms of optimization of Red Hat technology for the underlying Intel microprocessor capabilities. With the introduction of the Intel Xeon Scalable family of processors, that is no different. Can you comment a little bit about the history of collaboration between our companies and what this has meant for the introduction of the Scalable family?
As you mentioned, we've been working together, Intel and Red Hat, for a long time on many aspects of technology, even before things like NFV came along, just for making operating systems run better than they could before. But now some of the things that we're doing with Intel are tied to performance capabilities, and that's with open source technologies like TPDK, and other things like service assurance and telemetry to actually help the customers operationalize these services and roll them out faster. We see some, you know, improvements, if you will, in acceleration technologies with some of the new capabilities. The new instruction set, AVX 512, gives us some additional capabilities that we can see that our customers will be able to use that to drive new types of services, things like IoT, video delivery, and things of that nature.
So with all of the engineering work to get ready for the introduction of Intel Scalable processors, obviously one question is, what kind of performance benefits do you expect to be able to deliver to customers with the optimization?
So, you know, we're actually quite excited by some of the overall performance gains of these scalable processors, and Intel shared some of this data with us already. And one of the things we saw already is that we talked about containers and the comparison of the performance of these processors from bare metal containers. There's not a huge impact on turning on containers in this architecture. That's a good thing. The other thing we saw was that additional PCI capacity from a throughput perspective and the fact that now I can actually drive 100 gig interfaces off of these systems, that allows me to drive net server performance gains in that manner. This allows us to get more capacity into smaller places, right? And this is really key as I look to moving to that distributed architecture for 5G, mobile edge compute, and IoT.
Where do you think most comms customers are in terms of the use cases that they're targeting for deployment today? And how does that pave the path to readiness of their network for 5G?
Kind of how I look at it right now is that the first thing they're doing is they're trying to get comfortable with this new set of technologies and how to operationalize that. And so the first thing they've been doing is building out centralized business services, picking their partners to build their platforms, both on the software side and the hardware side, so they can pick and choose the technologies for those services. So business services are pretty much anywhere on the globe. You can find virtualized incantations of those with operators everywhere. The next thing, because the world's going to move from today's technologies to 5G, and the customer has a significant challenge. You know, the telephone that we talk on today over the mobile network is actually still using a separate network, even though they call it LTE. So that's the other thing they're looking to do, is to actually make everything go IP, and that's what 5G will bring for them. So they can actually get rid of that extra network that they've got, and they can consolidate, because they have to kind of keep driving up the capacity capabilities of delivering these services and with quality, but not have that legacy of analog technology still in their networks. So these are the kind of things that they're going to try and go do as they evolve this. But if we go look at that 5G technology, it becomes a much more distributed architecture, because they want to push it out as far as they can, and it doesn't travel as far as current, you know, radio networks. That means many, many more radios out there. So that means that heavily distributed architecture. So these are the kind of things that they're working on to go do that. So right now they're optimizing the mobile network itself in the center of it at the data center. And then as they work to the edge of the network, they'll do similar things to the technologies that deliver the services all the way out to the radios themselves. They're early in that phase. They're going to start seeing some trials next year. And just like LTE took 5 to 8 years, same thing for 5G.
What's next in terms of key performance optimizations or new capabilities for the Red Hat portfolio that you're excited about?
I guess the thing is that to enable this choice and be able to kind of turn it into a world where pretty much any application can run on any infrastructure, and that infrastructure is sort of bare metal, the virtual machines, and now with the advent of containers and microservices, I can now kind of take an approach where I say, I only need to run these things here in this part of the network, and I can move other things around the other parts of the network and get much more, call it dynamic use of my technologies and all of my resources. But in essence, the customer wants to be able to say, I don't really care what the application is and where it lives. I'm going to put it where I want in the network, deliver it cost effectively to do so. And so they need the reduction in, you know, how much real estate things take, and also the ability to actually turn things up and down at will in smaller pieces, because if I move to the edges of the network, I really can't afford to put large high-end servers out there. I've got to put smaller ones in that just happen to have the horsepower, but still have the ability to send that telemetry upstream in that distributed architecture, so I can actually spin those things up and down at will for these new services, whether it's industrial IoT, applications that allow me to turn up mobile edge compute for the radios, as well as things like machine learning for augmented reality. And of course, we see the control of cars on our roadways over a mobile network as well. So these things are going to drive to that ability to do so.
Where should folks go to learn the latest about Red Hat's offerings in software solutions for the comm service provider arena and engage with you guys on a trial or deployment?
So the easiest place to go for additional information on Red Hat and what we're doing with our telco customers is we actually have a complete set of our websites on redhat.com that are tied to telco that they can quickly look and find the things that we're doing in our portfolio, what we're doing with customers in the marketplace, and where they can actually reach out to us and collaborate with us on their particular solution sets.
Thanks for being on, Ian. It's been a real pleasure. Hope to have you back again soon.
Thanks again, Allison, for having me. Appreciate you taking the time.